are live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And I think I can say, do you know, I was going to say at the start of the show, I think it's going to rock. But I actually think this show has issues.
Okay.
Rather than rocking, I think it's got issues. You'll see what I mean. Here comes the first track. This is from The Vaults, my friend. I haven't played this band in a long time. We have played this song before, though. It's a classic, a punk classic. This is The Apocalypse Babies, Drug Run to Lille. You're listening to Project Marv underneath us. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Apocalypse Babies, Drug Run to Lille, from their album, which I actually have in front of me here for once, from their album 7 Inches Plus, which was a collection of all the singles they brought out up to, believe it or not, 2003/4. And they're still going, aren't they, Tony? Have you heard much about them?
I was just about to ask you if you'd heard anything, because I've not heard anything
for a while. I did a bit of research on that, and because I haven't heard from Asterix, the brat, the lead singer, for years. And they have got a Facebook page. What do you think that is?
Facebook.com/apocalypsebabies?
No, it's facebook.com/pages/apocalypse-babies, but you type in apocalypse babies, you'll find them. And babies, B-A-B-Y-S. Not B-A-B-I-S. Yes, it looks like they're still gigging, still doing things, and I need to find out more, but it was a bit last minute that I played that track. I suddenly thought, you know, I'm short of a song this week, I should play something from The Vault, and that just almost, it was like Omen style, it just fell out of the my fantastic Punky Radio CD cupboard, almost garrotting me, and I went, well, that'll be the one then. So, I've got some additional material for you now here, Tone.
Okay.
Thank you very much to everyone who sends in your poetry corners and words of the week and comedy suburbs, because I've got all three, but I'm going to save the word of the week to the end of the show. So we've got two poetry corners and a comedy suburbs here. First one up. I haven't heard from you know who, Tony.
Oh, really?
I haven't heard from Tony Gates. Cheers,
that's
no.
The first one for a while.
This is another one from Glumbongo, pissed off in the Congo.
Okay.
Here we go. I wandered out into the morn, my mood all melancholy. I bumped into a Chinese chef who said, I'm very sorry. If I tell this tale, am I being racist? I thought as I crossed the shrubbery. At least I said now it's about his cooking, even though his chicken's rubbery.
Nice.
Yeah, he's racist. Now, I've also got a joke and a poem from Big Papa Bear here, who, as you know, is, well, this week is the Timperley Tuppence Twanger. First up, we just had the joke come through. One snowman turns to the other and says, hey, can you smell carrots?
Right. Nice.
That's the first one. Old joke, but I like it. And then this one is right off the sheet. I'm going to read it all out. This is Poetry Corner 2. In honour of Japan Files, a haiku for your consideration. Inspired by a tumble, pre-drinks, and a mate's recent wedding. The haiku of pain. Here goes.
Mm-hmm.
Rib I have broken. It hurts to put on my socks and to take them off.
Deep.
Yeah. Love to your mother's big papa bear, the timply toppers twanger. The last one didn't seem too disappointed. Made all the right noises anyway. Thank you very much for that. I will do word of the week at the end of the show. Right now, though, if you do want to send me in a joke or poem, email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Type your email either Comedy Suburbs or Poetry Corner. You've learned it by now. Here's the next track, though. Looking forward to it. You know, I said this show's got issues.
Yeah.
It's quite a rocking show. The reason I said it rocks is that there's quite a bit of sort of rocking, rock and roll, rockabilly, psychabilly on this week's show. But we start and end in fine style with classic punk. That's a clue to the end of the show already. Anyway, next up, Hip Bone Slim and the Knee Tremblers from their latest album out now on Dirty Water Records. What is Hip Bone Slim's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ Hip Bone Slim and the Knee Tremblers.
No, myspace.com/ Hip Bone Slim, making it possible to the internet too. Tony Neal, you get that wrong every time. This is great. Just love this. This is One Eyed Monkey.
We're down in a jungle in a coconut tree. There's a one eyed monkey telling how it should be. Well, you better listen to what that monkey did agree. You'll be banished from the jungle for eternity. In a valley of the blind, a one-eyed man is king. Yeah, one-eyed monkey, he knows everything. And who am I to disagree with a one-eyed monkey in a coconut tree?
Listening to the Planet Smashes underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bends this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That song's great, isn't it? It's just really, really funny. I just really like it. I think Hip Bone Slim and the Knee Tremblers, Eugenii, or Geniuses. Geniuses. I think it's Geniuses, isn't it?
I've gone Genii.
No, Genii, I think, is Latin, and Genius, I think, is a Greek word. Have we been through this before?
No.
I think if it's Greek, you add an ES. Well, actually, if it's Greek, you add an OOH! And I think if it's Latin, no, it doesn't fucking matter, does it? Have you got anything to talk to me about?
Yeah, Facebook comments, if that's okay.
That'll do. Is this going to be in Greek or Latin?
It'll be in my northern tongue.
Is it going to be in knots?
Yeah, in knots.
You leave me in knots. No, I mean, it doesn't matter.
Thanks for all your Facebook comments. Don't forget, if you do want to leave us a comment, you have several options. Facebook, please search for us on Facebook, search Punky Radio. We have a radio station page on there. Click that, like our page, and leave us a comment. Alternatively, Google Plus, gplus.2/Punky Radio. Leave us a comment on our wall there, or vote for us a podcast alley. The best way to do this, go to punkyradio.com. The top of the screen is important. Please vote for his link. Hit that, enter your email address and the subject in the comment if so wish, because we read them out. It's a new month as of Thursday, so maybe get a voting for December, eh? Nice Christmas vote.
Why not?
Why not indeed? And here's the last three Facebook comments we've had. Firstly, from Liam Arnold, who's requesting, any chance of hearing Resistance 77 on the next episode?
I don't know. Next week.
Brilliant.
They'll play Resistance 77 next week. In fact, we'll do it from the vault. If you've got a favourite one, Liam, we'll play it. Email again, or Facebook again.
Alternatively, my favourite's the punk rock songs. I'm wondering. But anyway.
All their songs are punk rock. What are you talking about?
We've got a song called Punk Rock Songs.
Oh, right, okay. I'm sorry. Beg my pardon. My head's full of tracks.
Next up, from Rebel Inc., who just says, thanks for the interest, guys. Much love from the other side.
Yeah, great band. Hope you enjoyed hearing them on the show, and hopefully we'll play something more from them in the future.
And finally, from Belter, it says, hi guys, pretty excited to feature on your show, sandwiched between such insalubrious company as Johnny Throttle and King Slam in the Cumberland 3.
Not bad, is it?
Nah. We're off to Amsterdam next. No, my girlfriend's not working it. But we're back in London on the 27th of January playing the Hunger Club.
But his girlfriend's a whore. She might as well get some pocket money while she's there.
Exactly. Thanks again. Cheers, Belter.
I'm not being out of order there. That's the name of the song.
Ah.
I don't know. His girlfriend's not a whore. She's done something else. I'd like to make that quite clear right now. The song is called My Girlfriend's a Whore. Or worse stage. Yeah, look. Oh, shut up, Paul. So that's it.
That's it, Facebook.
Well, yeah. I say shut up, Paul. I've got to give you some information now, because I'm going to tell you about the next song now, and I'll explain why in a second. The next band is the Klingons, who I fucking love Klingons, and it's a great track going to be coming up. What's their... They've got a Facebook page. What is it?
Facebook.com/Klingons?
No, facebook.com/pages/Klingons. So, no. Ha! Close, though. So that's probably the Internet 3, Tony Neal. The reason I'm doing that now is because after this track, we're going to be playing out the Verona's interview that I did at the Hideaway in North London the other week. And then we'll go straight into their track after that. And then there'll be a song after that. So I'm actually not going to talk again until Gig Guide, are we?
Wow.
We're going to have quite a bit to get through after this. So listen out for this interview, well, this song, then the interview, then the Verona's, then a band called The Things, which is another one from the past, but not from the vaults. In the meantime, my little sister's got a motorbike. Punky Radio, now joined by the Verona's, and I've got the whole band here. Do you want to introduce yourselves first?
Okay, I'm going to introduce over here the guitarist man, a.k.a. Blues Cat. Right. Look, look.
A very cool customer.
We got Zoe here, a.k.a. Swing Doll.
Hello.
She's a.k.a. Kim Wilde.
A.k.a. the gorgeous lady on the drums. We've got Mr. Glenn here, who's a.k.a. a rat bone on the dum-dum-dum-dum-dum double bass.
How do.
And you are the front lady. You going to introduce yourself as well?
Yeah, my name is Carolina Verona.
So, are you... You're South End... bass band primarily, aren't you?
That's great. Yep.
Yeah, that's where we hail from.
And what's the scene like down in South End now? Is it good? Is there stuff happening, or is it?
There's a couple of places that are pretty good.
I think things are changing very much. I think it did used to be like people thought Essex was a bit of a dead loss. It was very much Jeremy Kyle's scene, but now there are pockets of good little cultural activity. There's some great places like the Railway, Old Hat, Sunrooms, and they do embrace people that do things that just, you know, they want to do.
And how often are you getting gigs in London, in town, in the Big Smoke? How often do you get a chance to play? I mean, are you trying to gig a lot at the moment? Or
We're trying to gig a lot. We're probably at the moment, since Zoe's picked up with us now, we're probably getting stuff once a month at least.
Right.
You know, which is nice,
yeah,
actually.
We got two this week, haven't we? This one, and we got another one at the Jamboree Club on Friday.
Yeah. Jamboree's nice, or Rena from Jamboree's.
Is that somewhere that you've played before?
No,
but she's been recommended to us from the people that do Gypsy Hotel and Palazzo Dos Muertos,
which is
Duncan De Morgan and that lot. So,
that's Urban Voodoo Machine.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, right, okay. And now, I got your the first CD you did, but what I've seen this evening is pretty much all new from that, isn't it?
Yeah, we just keep going. I mean, we've not disregarded our old material, but we've just added to it, carrying on adding to it all the time.
And you put on a really, really good show. I know it might not have felt like it because you were on first and everyone was a bit reserved and all that and stuff, but actually you put on a really good show, and you're very interesting. Is that something you work on? I know you work on sort of dances between and maracas. How did the case come about? Is that this evening or?
Oh, the stomp box. Yeah, that was just something I found in a junk shop, and we decided we were going to personalise it and put some Verona's logo and some like old fashioned bits to it, so make it look like it's 100 years old and it's some magician's box out of a circus sideshow or something.
It's actually the first show we've used it.
Yeah, we're probably
like, well, because it works, because it's like a lot of people go and see bands all the time. They'll see three or four in a night or whatever, and they'll always say, you know, the band, when the girl at the front, when she stood on that box, you know, that's how, you know what I mean? That's how you'll get, I don't mean get known, but that'll be something that'll stand out if you decide to do it again.
When the Verona's first started as a band, we were just like a basic band. We did the usual thing, you know, standing on stage, doing each person like playing out their instruments. But then, because I've been going to a lot of different parties in London, I've been watching a lot of really amazing things that have been happening. I realised that the way to move forward is to be multifaceted, multi-sensory. So you're not just audio, you're visual as well, and you're kind of funny, entertaining, interesting, colourful. So this is where it all came about, that, you know, they've been maracas, and the maracas are painted Russian matryoshkas. So there's like an evil one and a good one, sinister and dextera, you know, and they kind of like have an interplay of their own. And, you know, like when Tom Waits, he said, had a sandbox that he scraped along, I thought I'd have a stomp box so I could stomp along. And yeah, we dress up and stuff. So yeah, it was all about trying to be a bit of a, as I keep saying, a multi-sensory act.
It's the difference between doing a gig and doing a show, I think. And I think when you see a band do a show, you're more likely to remember them than when you see them do a gig. If you don't go through the motions.
No, we definitely try to bring everything into it as we can.
Yeah, the time for that is past, really. I mean, there was a period in the 90s where you could just go up on stage in like a crappy t-shirt and just stand there gazing at your shoes and not do anything, and you know, that was good for its time. But now I think, especially on the alternative scene, because of the infusion of burlesque and cabaret and vaudeville and, you know, all the retro stuff, you have to try and engage the audience on many levels.
And also the impact of YouTube, and that now someone is going to, so we're going to go and see the Verona tonight, oh right, what they like, and they're going to look on YouTube, and have you got clips up?
We've got a few up.
Yeah, there's a few. There's some stuff that we've done in the studio where we poised a camera and we've done kind of like basically a studio music video. We did one for I Love My Monsters, which was a conglomeration of B-movie clips that we edited together through, I think it was Adobe Premiere. So that's supposed to be kind of like a little bit of a schlock, kitsch, Halloween based thing. And then there's other stuff that's us live doing.
Right.
That other people have basically found us.
And if people just type in the Veronas to the internet, they'll
find it. With the right spelling, because a lot of the time people spell it wrong. Because of Shakespeare and in Fair Verona, where we lay our tale, it starts with Romeo and Juliet, they think it's Verona, which is the Italian spelling, it's V-E-R-O, but we are Vorona, which is the Russian spelling, and it's the Russian word for crows.
Oh, okay, I was going to ask, what does it mean then?
V-O-R-O-N.
You are the crows.
The crows, yeah.
Hello, we're the crows.
Yeah, I was a really big fan of Fritz the Cat and all that, and I like the whole racial element, you know, that the black crows, it was all kind of like about, you know, black people, and they were portrayed as crows and that. But, of course, there was a band called the Black Crows, and I think they kind of also realised that from Fritz the Cat, and they took that, so we couldn't quite do it that way, but yeah, we took a Russian angle and it's like the Baroners.
So when are you next going to be recording something, or have you recorded something, or have you got some more stuff coming out?
Studio stuff that we've done. We did about 21 songs in the studio. We're just finalising all the mixing of the vocals, so hopefully we'll have some stuff ready soon, so we can give that to you.
Yeah, cool. Well, I mean, I'm going to hold this interview back until you do actually have something for us to follow on to. Is there
anything? No problem. I mean,
is there a song that you would? How I wrap up the interviews is to say, you know, is there a song that you'd like to play now, and we'll play that? Do you know what it might
just
be?
Go on to YouTube and put "Feed Me to the Fishes" because that's probably like the crown and glory.
"Feed Me to the Fishes."
"Feed Me to the Fishes." The Voronas, V-O-R-I-N-S.
And you'll be recording that soon, will you?
Yes,
well,
we will.
Yeah, we're going to the studio and we'll get that down.
Well, in that case, then why don't you introduce it and we'll play it?
All right. Well.
Okay, this is the Voronas with "Feed Me to the Fishes." Feed me to the fishes, or nail me in a box. I don't care if my affairs are pure unorthodox. I smashed it at the party, rinsed it at the bar. Always ignore the dosage, took everything too far. Smart are those who freeze it, never keep in store. Kick a can around till they can't kick it no more. There's lenders in the church house, pushers in the school. Fleece their sheepish flock down to the molecule. Still the music lovers dedicate each track to their maker or their lover or the monkey on their back. Shameless moaning from within. Dunk your cookies in my milk and let it all soak in. Both the high and low brow, easy island rich. Humble the educated lady and a nasty bitch. Original sinners, they're like charcoal bricks. Roasting in damnation, gas mark 666. But there's a favor on the dance for a fire in your eyes. Burning in your sinuses, smoking good time. Sacrifice your last possessions due to any act. Or your maker, or your lover, or the monkey on your back. Of a carrier crows. What's behind the final curtain? No one really knows. So when I'm cold and gone, I stand nothing again. Laid out on a long white table with a gold chain. I streak on a doctor, help me stop them shakes. I always got a remedy for every ache. I'll pay any price to make the day not track. We're slicing heaven in that Ziploc bag. Surrender all control or feel whatever we lack. With our maker or our lover or the monkey on our back. Celebration while I'm still alive. Toast my week a week, break, never deprive. No safety and no numbers, bet you every house knows. You can get higher than the sky, but only 6 below. So feed me to the fishes, leave my shell in the sea. What they do and ask you do won't matter to me. Y'all can dish the dirt in my obituary. Cause they can stop the body, but the soul wants free. Try to overpower, but the odds are stacked. To a maker or a lover or the monkey on our back. So feed me to the fishes, but I sleep with the fishes. I got no final wishes. No, 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 no. Feed me
to the fishes. I'll bet I'm delicious. I'll scream my name.
Flap Face.
You're listening to Mustang Lightning underneath. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Things and Outrun the Law from their album. I think it's called New Kind of Kick. Hang on. Yeah, New Kind of Kick. And I don't think The Things are going anymore, although they have done things more recently than I thought they had. They're from Ireland. They're a great band. What is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/The Things.
It is indeed. Tony Wong will probably be in Internet 3. What is the Verona's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/The Verona's.
Yes, it is. Tony 2 probably be in Internet 3. You're on a roll, my friend. You'll be telling me next you've got a gig guide.
I have.
Wow, does that mean it's time for
Tony's international gig guide?
12 bars.
Anything else as well? Yeah, so another week, another few gigs at the Talk Bar. I'm going to do Thursday to Saturday because there's something on Sunday, but they haven't confirmed it. So if you want to go somewhere, there will be something on Sunday. But in the meantime, Mark,
if you want to go somewhere, there'll be something on Sunday.
Exactly. And it's bound to be good.
This is infotainment.
Alternatively, something on Thursday instead. So, 12 Bar Club, still on Denmark Street in London. And on Thursday, 1st of December, there are Southgate and Lee, Amphibic, and Sabrina Chap. How much do you think that is?
£6.
It is £6.
Yes, nice.
Friday night, the Gonads shake his brother. The rival is Black River Heavies. It's the Target Club.
That's not call, is that not the calling?
No, Target Club.
Oh, cool. Well done, Target Club. Hey, you interviewed Gonads, didn't you?
I've gigged with them and interviewed them.
You gigged with them and you met Gary Bushell.
Yeah, that's great, right? Don't know how the hell we got on that gig. Figure. Sorry?
A controversial figure.
Yes. Nice bloke.
Yeah.
I think it is for that.
£6.
It is. It's a bargain.
Oh, no, it is a bargain. You want to get down there. Well done, Target Club.
Yeah. And Saturday, 9 bar, 6 foot ditch, Providence, whatever, Cold Hard Truth, and Hell Burns Away. So, Ruction Records night might be heavy.
Sounds hard.
How much do you think it is?
£6?
It is.
Oh, 666, the number of correctness. Excellent. I watched Omen 3 last night.
All right.
That didn't help me sleep.
I don't think I've seen any of them.
Omen really freaks me out. It's a bit too close to the bone, Omen. I think it's just, it's horrible.
It's Three where he's grown up. It's not the new one, is it? This is the fourth one.
Yeah. Three's when he's grown up and it's, he's manky.
Really?
Yeah, it's manky.
I've got an extra gig.
Have you?
Yeah, from Al Graham has been in touch.
Al Graham?
Yeah. Who says on actually, this Friday, the 2nd of December, at the Mask venue, Seal Street in Liverpool, Gold played a plane, with support from Rastafari's Chief and the Vermin Suicides.
I might play a Gold Blade from the Vaults next week as well, I think.
Nice.
Let's have Gold Blade and Resistance 77 on the same show. I haven't done that in a while.
Door 7:30, ticket £6 in advance. He's hoping to make it down to the gig, he's just hoping he can find someone to go with, so. If you want to go to see that
by yourself, Al Graham, meet people.
Yeah, be a great night. We do go. So Mask venue. The website is mask-liverpool.com.
So excellent.
Check it out. Great gig.
Excellent. Good work. Great band, Goldblade. Go and get to see them if you're in the Liverpool area. Then, right, that concludes Tony's international gig guide. 12 bars.
Something else, Al Graham.
Cool. Next track, Tony.
Okay.
This one's not that old. This one is now. This is this next track is on a compilation called His Panic Stomp.
Okay.
Now we've played His Panic Stomp Girls on the Girls Calendar that comes out once a year. Although I didn't this year. And you can get these three if you just type in His Panic Stomp into the internet. You will eventually get to a blog page where you can download a load of brilliant Spanish rockabilly. It's really, really good rockabilly, psychabilly, and etc. It's all free. It's all brilliant. And this is a sample track that we're playing from that. I might play another one next week as well. Oh, I'm having ideas here. This is by a band called Los Faraones. What is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Los Faraones.
It is indeed. Tony 3, Bully Beans Net 3. What a comeback! That's the Spanish word for pharaohs, Los Faraones. This is LS and Volcan. You're listening to the Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Now, I've got two questions here.
Okay.
Did you do anything last week, is the first one?
Yes, went to a gig, had a very good night.
Wow.
Went to see Steve's new band, The Blind Mouse.
And?
It was good. It was a great night. I saw them a few weeks ago at the Diamond, and it wasn't so good, but this week they kind of... The sound was better, the songs were somehow a bit faster, and I think he's having a bit more of an influence on them. So it's really, yeah, I like it. It's good.
Good.
Yeah.
And have I heard a rumour that you might be in a band again?
Me and Steve are reforming Alcohol without the
last, are you really?
Without the drummer. But we're gonna. But we've got,
oh, really?
We found a new drummer.
All right. Why isn't Corey involved?
He's lives in America now, and we don't really.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's gone. He's moved over there. So me and Steve reforming for like a farewell kind of tour or farewell few gigs, because we never got the last gig. So we're going to get Mario to drum for us.
Oh, brilliant!
And he said yes. So we're going to start practicing in January, and then hopefully do a few gigs early part of next year.
Oh, brilliant!
Yeah.
Hopefully I'll even get along.
Well, man, I'm hopefully going to try and get as many gigs as we can. So maybe even travel a bit. It'd be nice.
Yeah, it'd be cool.
Yeah.
All right, nice one.
Yeah.
Well, I had a great week, actually. I did a gig in Devizes on Thursday night. It was really, really good fun.
Cool.
And then on Friday, on my way to Cardiff, I stopped off at Avebury. Have you heard of Avebury?
No.
The Avebury Stones are the biggest stone circle in the world. They're not, the stones aren't as big as the ones at Stonehenge, but the area's bigger. It's amazing. Beautiful place, and in typical style, in Britain, the Avebury Stones are dissected by the Swindon to Marlborough Road.
Right.
So you stand in the middle of the stones and watch the traffic. It's great, but they're absolutely brilliant. Hopefully I'll get around to blogging it at some point. Not sure whether I'll get it done for a while, but I will be blogging about that. I took loads of photographs and it was really, really... It was just great. And then I went down to Cardiff and did Cardiff Jongleurs Friday, Saturday. Had a great time both nights. Absolutely
cool.
Brilliant. My next question... Are you doing anything this week?
Don't think so. We're going away end of December, so we'll be putting the final plans together for that and sorting out loads of things before it, so I'll slog up till then. What about yourself?
Well, interesting you should ask, Tony, because in the morning I'm flying to Budapest.
Nice!
And I've got a day in Budapest, and then on Tuesday I am going to be doing a gig in Vienna. I'm going to be driving from Budapest to Vienna. Well, I'm hoping to meet up with the Austrian Babies while I'm there. Then it's back to Budapest on Wednesday for a gig that night, and then I come back Thursday. So it's going to be a right trip. And then I've got such a great week of gigs, because I do Budapest, then do... No, so I'll do Vienna, then I'll do Budapest, then I'll do Rhyl in North Wales, and then Bristol on Saturday. So I do four countries in 5 days.
Wicked.
Crikey, Moseley. What a week. I don't know how else I can follow that except with a great band called the 99ers. Have a listen to this, Just Like Jonesy.
Well, I know that time has passed, and I know that
That's the 99ers, Tony, and a track called Just Like Jonesy from their album Everybody's Rocking. What I want to know is, what is the 99ers website?
The99ers.com?
No, the99ersband.com. And 99ers is the and then the figures 99ersband.com. Probably be the internet four, Tony three. Just when you thought you were coming back, I'll lob that one out there.
Yeah.
You're listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
The 99ers hail from Minneapolis, apparently, and or Minneapolis, St. Paul, anyway. And they've got a new album out next year, which they've already said they're going to send to us, and I'm really looking forward to it. And hello to Derek, who is their manager, who looks after them. He's always very keen when we get in touch with him, van vice versa. Now, Tony, have you got a twat?
No.
Right, but you got one through from Marv, didn't you?
I did. Yeah.
And what was it about?
It was about a guy who heckled you at your gig in Manchester.
Yeah.
For your anniversary.
Right. Yeah, right. I mean, the thing is, I don't really want to give the guy the benefit of a twat.
Fair enough.
He's kind of below it. I mean, he's not Uncle Randy style twat. He's just such an arsehole, he's not worth discussing. So, and because he was the only person in a room full of people that were all enjoying what I was doing, one decided to shout out when he got a chance, and you just think, oh, you waste of air. Yeah. So, you waste of air. So I can't be bothered to call him a twat. He can just fuck off. But interestingly, we have had a word of the... But thank you, Mar, for the suggestion. But I can't be bothered. But we have got a word of the week to do with twat this week,
okay,
which has come to me from Graham. If you have an idea for word of the week, email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Type in your email, word of the week. Oh, Graham, dead simple. He said, hi, Paul, got a word of the week for you. Twout. Verb. To out someone as a twat.
Twout.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You twouted. When you become a twat, when you become through is a twat, you've been twouted. You can twout someone at any point. I reckon that's a good word of the week.
That's nice.
I'll be using it in future. From now on, people in is a twat will be twouted.
Cool. Yeah.
Now, nice. Can you just maybe, before the last song, maybe just remind people about iTunes reviews? Because I know we're always on about it, but we need it.
We are. Well, it's come to Christmas, so a perfect Christmas present for us would be an iTunes review. It's free. Please do it. Go to punkyradio.com. On the left is an iTunes link. Hit that. It will open up our music store page where you can review us. You'll need to log in. Please do so. It's all free. 5 stars only. And we'll read them out. A few reviews make a massive difference in iTunes. One or two reviews somehow makes a difference to where we are on the front page of the featured podcast. So I know we say it a lot, but it does make a difference. So please do review us and we'll read them out. If you're not in the UK or US... email me, tony@punkyradio.com, with a review and we'll read it out as well.
Yeah, cool. And if you want to just remind people how they do send you a twat.
Yeah, please do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It's that simple. Type your email, it's a twat if you can. But all emails received with thanks, and I've replied to them all, so please do send them through.
Yes, well done. Right, last track. We played a track by Johnny Throttle last week, didn't we?
We did.
But we're doing it again, because his new album, Lost Sputnik's great. I actually saw John, the bass player, John Codger, oh, he's dreamy. I saw the bass player last Tuesday when I did my gig at the Garage, which is also very funny. Again, not many people there, but the ones that were there, fuck me, they drank like fish. And he was there on good form. But he was there, he also told me that he's left the band.
All right.
And he's thinking of moving up to Chesterfield next year. So watch out, because when he's there, he'll probably be starting a band up there, and there'll be a new great punk band in the Notts, Derbyshire, Chesterfield, Mansfield area, because he doesn't fuck about the bands he's been in before. He's been in the Spitting Vickers, he's been in the Clitoris All Sorts, he's in the Electric Cocks, been in Johnny Throttle. These bands have good names. and this is another track from their album. What I want to know is, what is Johnny Throttle's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Johnny Throttle.
No, myspace.com/Johnny Throttle 000, which makes it probably be the internet 5, Tony 3, Johnny Gone Mental. We'll be right back. Well, that was Johnny Throttle Tony from the new album Lost Sputnik. Do get it via Dirty Water Records as soon as you can. Absolutely great album, and I'll keep you posted about the movements of the band and their members in future weeks. All there's really left to say this week is thank you all so much, and thank you once again to the internet stations that that carry our show. Could you remind our listeners of the ones we have, Tony?
Sure. We're on Hussieskunk at hussieskunk.com. That's HussieskunK.com. We're on three times a week. We're on the Internet Talk Superstation, which you can find at TalkSuperstation.com, which used to be called Roach Radio. We're on Friday nights. We're on Mover Radio, MOVARadio.com. We're on Channel 2, The Hard Drive. Again, Friday nights, 9 p.m. And finally, we're on Podunk, PODUNKRadio.com. We're on Mondays, 4 p.m. Central Time. But again, we're in on loads of great stuff, so do check them out.
Yeah, four great stations. And of course, if you don't listen online, you can, of course, download us from the usual places. Thank you so much for listening this week. I look forward to seeing any of you who might be around in either Budapest, Vienna, Rill, or Bristol over the next week. I'm very excited about your band now, Tony. Something to look forward to for next year.
Yeah.
I think that's about it, isn't it? Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Oh, poo.